This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day when four European member states have made an important decision. It is one that I hope is followed by other countries. The four states are Germany, most importantly, Austria, Denmark, and Sweden, new member of NATO, by the way. And they have announced that they will review and temporarily suspend their bilateral development aid to the Palestinian territories. Why? Partially because the leaders of the Palestinian Authority, who actually receives that money, have not been able to find the strength or the moral clarity to try to dissociate themselves from Hamas. And that is not to say that they're the same as Hamas. They're not. They're very, very different. And yes, you can imagine cooperating and negotiating with the Palestinian Authority. And in fact, there has been good cooperation on the security front with the West Bank and with the Palestinian Authority. But now we're refusing to condemn the murderous excesses of the Hamas, especially after the Hamas themselves fought a brief civil war with the Palestinian Authority and showed the same kind of brutality that they employ against anyone who falls into their victim class. It's one of those things that if there's going to be some progress toward peace, toward stability, toward a better Middle East, if there's going to be some kind of agreement with the Palestinian Authority allowing the development of a future Palestinian state, if anything like that ever happens, there's going to have to be a clear distinction that is recognized between the leadership of the Palestinian Authority and what passes for leadership of Hamas. This is something that comes across as a blind spot, huge blind spot, in an interchange that occurred this morning on MSNBC. Katie Tour had on as a guest a journalist known as Noura Erekat, who is a Palestinian-American, and there was a question, and the question was fairly direct. What do you do with Hamas, asked Katie Tour, and then later a question that the Israelis have already answered very clearly, that after this war ends, can Hamas stay and remain in control of the Gaza Strip, a strip of about 30 miles long and about 5 miles wide. It is not a big piece of real estate. And it is completely and dictatorially dominated by the stone-cold killers in Hamas. Here are exchanges which are deeply revealing about the thinking on the other side. Katie Tour and Noura Erekat, listen.
But I have to ask you again.
Wonderful.
What about Hamas? What do you do with Hamas?
Hamas was established in 1987 in the midst of the first of what's known as the first Palestinian Intifada. They were established as an opposition to the Palestinian to Fatah and wanted to wage a liberation struggle. From the moment that the Oslo peace process was established, Israel began to besiege the Palestinians in Gaza by creating a perimeter around them. Hamas is a political party. We see them making political decisions as well. They've been portrayed as fanatical terrorists who are out there for primordial lust and violence and hate. And yet, Hamas is a political party that has switched its allegiances. We saw them become a governing party and not just a resistance movement following the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. We saw them leaving Syria and moving to Qatar in the midst of the Syrian uprising. They are eligible to be part of a Palestinian unity government, which Israel and the United States have thwarted.
Okay, this is so ridiculous on so many levels. First of all, the idea that Israel and the United States have thwarted a Palestinian unity government. Completely ridiculous. How have they thwarted it? What has thwarted it has been the total inability of either Hamas or the Fatah that you mentioned there, the Palestinian Authority, to have any will to work together. And to say that they have been portrayed as these violent terrorists, for God's sake, look at what just happened. Look at their ongoing, they want to try to say that they're just a political party. What political party offers taking of hostages and then threatening to murder those hostages on live television in order to advance their agenda? I mean, say, just a political party? Most political parties, they kiss babies, right? They don't chop their heads off, which is the Hamas back record. But then Katie Tour asked a very good question, and it's a question that has been answered very firmly by Prime Minister Netanyahu. And he's supported in this, by the way, by his new partners in the new unity government, the same kind of unity government the Palestinians have been unable to put together, the Israelis just did. And the question has to do was, can Hamas stay? And what Netanyahu and company are absolutely determined about concerning this military movement that is with forces massing at the border with Gaza is no. This is not going to be regularly, quote, mowing the grass. This is not going to be the kind of thing where they have to go in from time to time to make sure Hamas is behaving themselves. This is an evil organization. It is an evil group of people. And no, they will not stay and they will not remain in control of the little speck of land known as Gaza. Here's the exchange as it appeared on MSNBC.
I think Hamas can stay.
Whether or not they can or cannot stay is not the issue, because the alternative of what you're saying is that we decimate Hamas. And I have to remind viewers, Hamas is a political movement comprised of Palestinians who believe in a freedom struggle forward. They are not merely these sensational images that you see. The members of Hamas that you saw recently, right? I just want to make clear to people that these are not monsters who emerge from underground just after wanting to terrorize Israelis. These are young men who have only grown up under siege for the past 17 years, who have been subject to four large-scale offensives that have bombed them in their homes, that have targeted medics and hospitals and water supplies, that have refused them a future and told them that the only future they have is to remain in an open-air prison. We have denied them of hope. So when you say Hamas, we are actually talking about an entire generation of Palestinians who have been left and abandoned by the international community. I want us to shift away from focusing on a political party and remind people that this is about a Palestinian struggle for freedom.
Okay, if it's about a Palestinian struggle for freedom, when was the last election they held? When is the, where are there any civil rights at all for people who choose not to be fanatical Muslim in their personal orientation? The idea that Hamas is identified with a struggle for freedom is appalling and it's ridiculous. And the claim that they have been subjected to all of these horrors, one of the things that you'll be able to take a look at, it's going to be in our newsletter tomorrow, is some of the numbers provided by the UN about the growth in population. If this is an open-air prison, How come there are four times as many people living there as there were when the Israelis originally took over the Gaza Strip in 1967? Then they made the mistake of giving it all back, which ended up in the hands of Hamas. We'll be right back on the Medved Show.
Your champions for free market reform in Washington State. Washington Policy Center at their annual dinner event October 13th featuring the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann.
Don't see race.
Because that's a microaggression.
No. So you do see race.
Because that's a microaggression.
Yeah, that's a microaggression.
Yeah.
Also featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
How do we fight this 72% of millennials in America who believe that socialism is a good thing? Ask them, where has it worked?
Details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
They officially called this war Operation Al-Aqsa Deluge. Al-Aqsa is a mosque on the Temple Mount. It's not the one you see in the pictures with the big golden dome. That's the Dome of the Rock. But Al-Aqsa is right nearby. And there's a terrific piece in the Wall Street Journal recently by a great American public servant, a former Secretary of Defense for Policy in the Bush administration, and somebody who now is with the Hudson Institute as a senior fellow. His name is Doug Feith, and he wrote a piece about the Al-Aqsa lie and its origins with the very evil pro-Nazi Hitler buddy, the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, Haj Amin al-Husseini. Doug Feith, first of all, thanks for coming on the show. What is the essence of the Al-Aqsa lie?
The Al-Aqsa lie is that what Hamas is fighting for is to protect Al-Aqsa from a Jewish plot to destroy it. And they've promoted that lie, and it's really important to their propaganda. It's so important that, as you pointed out, they named this war after the Al-Aqsa Mosque. They call it Operation Al-Aqsa Deluge or Al-Aqsa Flood. And they're pretending that what they're doing is defensive, that the Jews are plotting to destroy their holy site, and so they have to fight to defend it. And this is not true. The Israelis have controlled the Jerusalem Temple Mount, where both the Dome of the Rock and the Al-Aqsa Mosque are located, for 50 years now, since the 1967 war. And they haven't destroyed those buildings. On the contrary, they protect them. They give Arabs the authority to police the Temple Mount. And Muslims have complete freedom to pray. And there are even restrictions on non-Muslim prayer on the Temple Mount so that Arab sensibilities or Muslim sensibilities are not offended.
Yeah, one of the things, Doug, is some of our tours to Israel we've taken in the past, we've gone up to the Temple Mount, and I've always warned the tour participants, particularly if they're Christian or Jewish, don't bring any books with you, no prayer books. You're not allowed to pray up there. And we actually had a situation with a lady from Texas, a Christian lady, who brought a family hymnal, because she'd always wanted to be up on the site of the temple where he walked and et cetera. So she brought it up there, and the people from the Waqf took her book away. They confiscated it, because the truth is, now, even in the midst of this crisis, I'm correct, right, that Muslims pray at Al-Aqsa and at the Dome of the Rock on the Temple Mount every Friday, every Muslim holy day, right?
Yes, I mean every day of the week, but especially on Friday, yes.
Yeah, and the only prayer that is forbidden is public Jewish or Christian or non-Muslim prayers, and which is why it's so ironic that what they're saying is that there is a plot against the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Now, you tie that to one of the most evil operators in the whole long tortured history of the Middle East, Haj Amin al-Husseini, who is somebody who was unfortunately elevated by the British to be one of the top religious leaders of the Muslim community. What was his position regarding Jews coming back to our ancient homeland?
Well, Haj Amin al-Husseini was the son of a a very prominent, wealthy Jerusalem Muslim family. And he was a young firebrand who started his career as a as somebody who incited anti-Zionist, anti-Jewish riots in Jerusalem in 1920. And the British officials who were running Palestine after Britain conquered Palestine in World War I came up with the idea that this young radical could be embraced and turned into a moderate that they thought they could work with. And so when Haj Amin's relative died, who had been the Mufti of Jerusalem, Mufti is a religious authority, the British appointed Haj Amin to replace him and then gave him additional powers. And they were cultivating him in the hopes that he would be a moderate.
Well, just to indicate how moderate he became, he ended up spending several years of World War II literally at Hitler's side. He moved to Berlin to help recruit Muslims, particularly Muslims from Bosnia, to fight with Hitler and the Nazis in World War II. He also began this lie that there was never any Jewish temple. On the Temple Mount, which not only contradicts everything in the Old Testament, but contradicts enormous numbers of passages in the New Testament. And what's amazing, and it's why it's important for people to read your article, is where you look at the fact that groups like Hamas and even the Palestinian Authority continue to be temple deniers. They deny the proven historical fact that a temple once existed. Doug Feith, in a quick word, why is that so important to these Islamic terrorists?
What Haj Amin did is he invented the accusation that the Jews were intending to destroy Al-Aqsa. And so he turned the conflict into the way he described it, as a defense of Muslim holy sites.
Doug Feith, his piece is very important. It's posted on our website, michaelmedved.com. We will be right back.
The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776. Sign up today for the free Medved newsletter with new columns, commentaries, and movie reviews. Go to michaelmedved.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA News update. Gaza enduring relentless airstrikes while Israel readies for a potential ground incursion. The Israeli Defense Forces have activated approximately 300,000 reservists in close proximity to the Gaza border and are conducting extensive strikes on Hamas targets. The Biden administration is organizing charter flights to facilitate the departure of Americans from Israel.
We are all acutely aware of limited availability right now on commercial flights out of Israel and the demand signal by U.S. citizens who may want to depart.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the administration is actively coordinating flights for U.S. citizens and their immediate family members from Israel to various locations in Europe. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise's journey to the Speaker's position may prove to be even tougher than his predecessors. A contingent of conservative lawmakers has indicated they do not intend to support Scalise. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there has become a very common observation that has become not just an observation, it's a cliche, it's one of the things you hear over and over and over again, which is that the attacks on southern Israel, the attacks on the, actually it's on all of Israel with 5,000 rockets and more than 1,200 people killed. People say, well, this was Israel's September 11th. And then other people will say, well, wait a minute, the level of casualties is much, much higher when you take a look at the number of people who have actually been killed. There were no hostages also taken from September 11th. But there is a piece today in the journal, in the Wall Street Journal, by an author named Ashley Rinsberg, and who is obviously sees herself as Israeli, and she writes that a metaphor quickly emerged after Hamas's barbarous attack, casting it as Israel's 9/11. That's the day we look back on, dividing the before and after times. But this misses the mark. October 7th is our Dunkirk, the decisive start of a massive and prolonged war of survival, the beginning of a historic test whose outcome is still uncertain. And then she writes that the reason the 9/11 metaphor falls down is simple. Israel isn't America. The attack on the Twin Towers and the Pentagon was isolated in time. In response, the U.S. had total freedom to maneuver. It could have simply sat out the fight. Israel has no such luxury. Neither in geography nor in time can the country take a wait-and-see approach. With jihadists marauding through southern Israel as if we had been vaulted back to the Middle Ages, and with 130,000 Lebanese rockets trained on Israeli population centers, we are in the fight of our lives. That's why Dunkirk is the more precise parallel, she writes. Britain understood that getting its soldiers home was a life and death matter. Not only for them, but for the country. Without a serviceable fighting force, Britain could never have fought the Nazi machine. So too with Israel. In 2001, she writes, the U.S. faced a loose network of terror groups. In 2023, Israel faces an entrenched access of state and state-like powers that spans Hamas, Russia, Turkey and Qatar, but swings on the fulcrum of Iran, not a group of ruthless jihadists hiding in caves, but a genocidal ideology that, like Nazi Germany itself, sees the extinction of Jewish power, the extinction of Jews themselves, as its messianic mission. As with Dunkirk, she writes, if we have any hope of fighting the enemy in the long term, it will require rallying on a national level. As in 1940, Israel can rely only on itself. The Biden administration's calamitous commitment to the Iran deal and Barack Obama's attempt to restructure the Mideast may take precedence over any need of America's closest ally. As an Israel Defense Forces spokesman recently said, this is the conclusion, the paradigm has shifted. The range of IDF tactics will widen beyond what the U.S. administration has considered acceptable. Any attempt to corral Israel into a strategically flawed ceasefire will be rebuffed. Israel is in a new world. That world is Israel's alone. And then she writes, we shall go on to the end. That echoes, of course, Churchill. Israel, though, is not alone. And that's the difference here. The action today that we talked about, the action of the four European countries, Austria and Germany and Denmark and Norway, pardon me, and Sweden, the actions there indicate, no, Israel is not alone. All over the world, there are people who have been flying the Israeli flag. The state senate in Connecticut, in the capital of Hartford, has asked for permission that's been passed, and they will, beginning next week, be flying for several days at half-staff the Israeli flag over the state capital in Connecticut. So this country is not alone, and it's also not alone in facing dangers. And there's, as usual, an important column by Daniel Henninger, frequent guest on this show, and he writes, the most noted aspect of Hamas's attack on Israel is that its fighters on the ground explicitly targeted Israeli civilians for killing. Israelis were shot while driving along the street. They were pulled down and out of their homes and killed. Hamas carried out the mass slaughter of some 260 people at the Tribe of Nova Music Festival. The moment has arrived, he writes, to recognize that for our adversaries of the free world, killing innocent civilians is now the new normal. And he talks about what is going on in Ukraine, where this even seems to have been going on so long that Americans have grown numb to it. Since the February 2022 invasion, that's last year, it is estimated that about 10,000 Ukrainian civilians have been killed, Russia has killed hundreds with missiles fired into residential areas of Ukrainian cities and towns. It has targeted schools, hospitals, and food markets. Just last week, a Russian rocket killed more than 50 people attending a funeral in the village of Froza. The Russian siege of Mariupol last year killed thousands of civilians. Russia has shelled columns of refugees. One of the most infamous atrocities was the massacre of men, women, and children by Russian soldiers in Bucha, north of Kyiv. And then this is very important. I want to emphasize, writes Henninger, these civilian deaths by Hamas in Israel and Russia in Ukraine are not collateral damage from urban warfare. They are part of the war plan thought out by calm men sitting around a table in Moscow or Beirut, looking at maps and civilian targets. In 2015 and into 2016, Mr. Putin and Hezbollah helped Syrian President Bashar al-Assad implement the siege of Aleppo in northern Syria, which also targeted schools and hospitals. Some 75% of the fatalities were civilians. Thousands were children. And then he brings it back to Ukraine, which shouldn't be forgotten. Again, consider Ukraine. After 2 years, a numbness about Mr. Putin's civilian atrocities has set in. So much so that some House Republicans, including Speaker candidate Jim Jordan, and at least one GOP presidential candidate, Vivek Ramaswamy, are open to defunding Ukraine. Governor Ron DeSantis is ambivalent. The standard argument against more funding for Ukraine is, quote, that there is no plan. Israel has a plan. Defeat Hamas. How about this plan for Ukraine? Defeat Russia. And all of that now depends on actually electing a House Speaker. What is going on with that choice? And it's a crucial choice. Steve Scalise is a good choice. How will he get the speakership? We will be talking about that coming up.
Join your free market champions, Washington Policy Center, for their annual dinner event on October 13th, featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
That hardly makes me James Bond.
And the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann, whose comedy is widely praised.
And that's why the funniest parody comedy now is coming out of the Babylon Bee.
Except on the hard left.
They have scores of articles mocking AOC for being childishly dumb. But that doesn't make any sense.
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, President Trump spoke for 2 hours today in Palm Beach, Florida. A number of news sources are pointing out that it wasn't until 20 minutes into his speech that he even mentioned the situation in Israel. But obviously it's on everyone's mind right now. And the Israeli Prime Minister, who himself is a controversial figure, a little bit less so after bringing his opponents on the center of the Israeli political spectrum, and even some from the left on the Israeli political spectrum, bringing them into an emergency national unity government. And again, this is something that I know from my brother, who I'm honored to speak to fairly regularly, that the spirit of the country has just come together, and partially in gratitude to the rest of the world for not leaving Israel alone, as has happened before with the Jewish people. There is a huge billboard in a freeway outside Tel Aviv, apparently went up this morning, and it just has a picture of the President of the United States with an American flag. And it just says, "Thank you, Mr. President." And it's meaningful. When President Biden was thanked yesterday, there was a reference to one of those horrible, horrible incidents during the Holocaust, where 400 rabbis came to Washington, D.C., asking for a meeting with Franklin Roosevelt, wanting to come to the White House to alert him to the information that had been received by the Jewish community about the mass murder and the death camps, and the idea that at least to target the machinery of death and to try to, well, they didn't even get a meeting with the president. And it's a different situation today. Prime Minister Netanyahu did a joint press conference this morning with the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, and it sounded like this.
Mr. Secretary, your visit is another tangible example of America's unequivocal support for Israel. Hamas has shown itself to be an enemy of civilization. the massacring of young people in an outdoor music festival, the butchering of entire families, the murder of parents in front of their children, and the murder of children in front of their parents, the burning of people alive, the beheadings, the kidnappings of a young boy, not only kidnapped, molested, hurt, attacked, and the sickening display of celebrating these horrors, the celebration and glorification of evil. President Biden was absolutely correct in calling this sheer evil. Hamas is ISIS, and just as ISIS was crushed, so too will Hamas be crushed. And Hamas should be treated exactly the way ISIS was treated. They should be spit out from the community of nations. No leader should meet them. No country should harbor them. And those that do should be sanctioned. Tony, my friend, I say to you, I say to all of us, there will be many difficult days ahead. But I have no doubt that the forces of civilization will win. And the reason that's true is because we understand what is the first prerequisite of victory. It's what you just said in our meeting. Moral clarity. This is a time, a particular time, a special time, that we must stand tall, proud, and united against evil. Tony, you are taking that stand. America is taking that stand. Thank you for being here today. Thank you, America, for standing with Israel today, tomorrow, and always.
That's the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. We have the brief response, which may be worth hearing again, from Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who was there with the Prime Minister. We heard that response before, and with Secretary Blinken suggesting that, yes, Israel has the power and the ability to defend itself, but that as long as America exists, they will never have to. Meanwhile, one of the things we definitely need in the United States is to resolve the problem of the speakership in the House of Representatives. Now, Steve Scalise, who is the Republican nominee, and the Republicans do control the House by 5 votes, the idea that there are apparently, they say, up to 30 Republicans right now who are saying they are never Scalise Republicans. And to take that position at a time really of crisis, where in the midst of everything that is happening in the wider world, we are drifting toward another threat of a government shutdown, which is exactly what we don't need. Michael McCaul, who's one of the good guys in the House, he's the current chair of the Foreign Affairs Committee in the House of Representatives. He's a representative from Texas. He talked about what is going on with the job of electing a new House Speaker. This is clip 2.
Yes, it's a dangerous game that we're playing. It just proves our adversaries right that democracy doesn't work. Our adversaries are watching this. And Israel is watching. They need our help. I have my resolution condemning Hamas, supporting Israel. We can't even vote on that until we put a speaker in the chair. And I'm going to remind my colleagues about how dangerous this is. Israel's going to need an aid package. I've been having discussions with the White House about that. But if we don't have a speaker, we can't assist Israel in this great time of need after this terrorist attack. So I think we're playing with fire, and we need to stop playing games in politics with this and vote a speaker in.
And again, that is especially since they had 113 members of Congress. There are a total of 222 Republican members of Congress. But 113 of them voted for Steve Scalise to be the new speaker. He has been the ranking member of Congress, the majority leader, for quite a while. And again, people may remember his courage and gallantry when he was attacked by a terrorist extremist. And yes, he was a terrorist extremist. It was a left-wing, crazed American, former volunteer in the Bernie Sanders campaign, one of them when he was campaigning for president, but a self-described American socialist extremist who, during basically practice session for the baseball team, for that tradition they have of the Republicans in the House and the Democrats in the House and the Senate, getting together with teams that can play against one another, and they get a good crowd for it, and they raise money for charity, and it's a wonderful thing. And Steve Scalise, who was playing second base for the Republicans, was out on the practice field, and he was hit by fire. This is part of the illness on America. We should never take stuff like that for granted. And there is now indications that there are threats and worries about anti-Semitism right here in the States. That had nothing to do with the killing of Steve Scalise, except that it showed the greater problem. We'll be speaking to Ted Deutch coming up, who is a former congressman, who is the chair of one of the largest Jewish organizations in the world, the American Jewish Committee. What about safety and prejudice and security in this greatest nation on God's green earth?
Hey, want to feel young again? Are you tired, run down, have aches and pains, brain fog? This is science-based, not hype or fancy marketing. It really works. Carbon 60 helps detoxify your body on the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. It's like a bottle of electrons, helping your body to function better. You can also apply it on your skin, topically, over muscles, joints, or organs. Most people feel results within minutes. This is not a drug. It's organic carbon. Feel better today. About 95% of our users report more energy and clarity of mind within 10 days. Give us a call at Gruska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.